Thank you.
All right. I am super excited. Welcome, 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 everyone, to just the Women of Grace, Faith, and Courage special podcast episode. Woo! I am here with two of my favorite brothers in the faith, two of my kingdom partners. We were just talking about how we come together once a year. The Lord always brings us to back together for a topic that the Holy Spirit lays on my heart. And so we come together. We really come to minister to God's men tonight. And so I am joined by Minister Carlton of Carlton Speaks and Pastor Darrell Butler of God's Grounds Ministries. And we are talking about the role of men in the kingdom of God. So let me first start by saying this is a women's ministry. So anytime the Lord hijacks the norm to go in a totally different direction, we know that God is up to something. I said, well, Lord, this is a women's ministry. We don't usually minister to the men, but God is, he knows and sees what is how. Oh, he is just so amazing that he would see fit to put this together tonight so that men of God and men who may not know God, oh, glory to God, who want to come to know God because they want to understand what's missing from their life. Oh, hallelujah. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ, something's missing, right? Yeah. So something's missing. I think we can all agree on that.
Amen. So amen.
Lord, right. Amen. So anytime God brings us together for a special topic like this, we know that it is something that is near and dear to the Lord's heart. And we are just here as his vessels, and we're here to carry forth this assignment tonight. So we are going to talk about, glory to the King, the role, the amazing and unique and powerful role that men play in the kingdom of God. And what better way to share that than to have two men of God and men of faith really just encourage their brothers, and again, those who may soon come to be their brothers, soon come to know Christ, and encourage just the men of God that will catch this replay, that will tune in live, that will somehow stumble across the podcast. Please know that if you are here or if you are listening to the replay, it is not a coincidence. God wants to speak to your heart. God wants to minister to your heart. God wants to remind you, encourage you, refresh you, inspire you. He wants to do all of the above and some, because we serve an Ephesians 3:20 God, right? So he wants to do all of that and some. So he wants to blow minds tonight, and we're going to bless him. We say, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Woo! Have your way in this place tonight. Oh, hallelujah. And if you have not joined the podcast with myself, Minister Carlton, and Pastor D, you are in for a Holy Ghost filled time, because we get so excited about God, about God's people, and about God's kingdom. So please know that we may just flow, and if we go off course, just say thank you, Holy Spirit, because God is doing something, right? And we're just going to let the Lord have his way. So I'm just going to open us up in a brief prayer, and I'm going to just kick us off with one of the questions, and we're going to have a powerful discussion tonight in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this opportunity, God. We thank you for just the men of God who I even get to partner with again, God. I thank you for their lives, their stories, their faith, God, their expectation, God, their commitment unto you and your people, God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, where you have brought them from, where you have brought me from, and where you're bringing those that are on this line from, and have brought those that are listen to the replay from, God. I thank you for this special episode. I thank you for being so mindful of your children, God. I thank you for even having a heart for those who do not yet know you, God, but you do not desire that any, hallelujah, should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of the truth, God. So we thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Speak through us, God, not a word of our own, God. So we thank you, Lord. We honor you for what you're going to do tonight. It is in your precious and mighty name that we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So we want to talk tonight about
thank you, Jesus.
Men. We want to talk about the role of kingdom men. So the first thing I'm going to even just ask, because people may wonder, like, well, what's a kingdom man? What does that even mean? So how would you guys define a kingdom man? And how would you describe the role that you all play, that kingdom men play in the kingdom of God? And I'll share my revelation after you all share. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Wow, what an impact question.
I know.
Brother Carl, this is a big one. This is a big one.
No, it was, but it's definitely a loaded question for sure.
It's loaded. It is loaded. I mean, loaded. But I'll say this to define it as best as possible. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done here on earth, Father. Being that example and leading by example, but fighting the will battle, meaning the will over the flesh and the will of the spirit. I remember Jesus in the garden, and as he was sweating, and he said, if it be possible, take this cup from me. Because the flesh was rising up on him. But he had to make a decision right there. He had to make a choice to say, am I going to go with the flesh or am I going to go with the will of God? And he said, not my will, but your will be done. And right there, he was the example of what a kingdom man is supposed to be. Where it's the will, I call it the battle of the wills. Every Christian has to fight with it every day. But it's important when a man understands that and understand that he can win that will battle right in the middle of his garden where he's sweating and sweating blood and the flesh is about to give in. Jesus said, if it's possible, can you please take it? I don't want to do this, because he had to take sin on himself. He became sin and he knew no sin. So he had to take the sins of the world. He said, I don't want to do this. This is too much to bear. But in that moment, he made a choice. And that's what we have to do as men and brothers in Christ. We have to make that choice and draw that line right there in the sand and say, let your will be done, Father, here on earth. As bad as I want to lean to the flesh, but I have to make the choice to lean to the spirit. And Jesus had to say that so many times. It wasn't the only time that he said that. It was so many times that he spoke, not my will, but your will be done. And I'll have to define it, as the Holy Spirit helped me define it, as that right there. That not my will, but your will be done on earth. So as a man or a woman also, but we have to lead by example, but through the battles of the will, meaning the will over the flesh. And we got to go with the will of the Spirit of God, the will of God be done on earth. So that's the way that I would define it, that the Holy Spirit defines it.
Amen.
But that's it.
Well, for me, my definition would be to lead, of course, like Pastor Daryl just said, to lead.
Yes, sir.
Protect, yes, and sir. To teach.
Yes, sir.
That's my definition. Also, when I say teach, I also mean be a guide as well.
Yep.
Be a spiritual guide.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Anybody else want to comment? I mean, we can do it this way.
Right. Come on and comment.
We can do it this way. I mean, it's the way the Holy Spirit is taking it. So if anybody else has something on their mind or heart when they hear Kingdom Man, let's do it the way the Lord wants. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If anybody else wants to comment, Minister Carlson, I'll let you comment first and I'll open it up.
Most definitely. No, I thank Pastor D for that, because it aligns with how I would define a kingdom man. You mentioned something super, super important, which is God's will. So how would I define a kingdom man? I would say a man that has a spiritual connection to God and Amen. Is committed to God's will for his life.
Amen.
So if we're looking for a practical definition, is a man that has a spiritual connection to God and a man that is committed to God's will for his life. And as Pastor D used that example, where even Jesus was faced.
Come on now.
With this Come decision. Come on now. Where he's asking, take this pain away. I'm overwhelmed. I don't want to go through this. But he had a spiritual connection to God, which Ooh. Led him to God in the first place when he was overwhelmed. So the fact that he had a connection to God led him to God and say, hey, take this pain away if it's in your will. But he does conclude the prayer by saying, your will, not mine. So not only was he connected to God, but he was also more committed to God's will. So I feel as a kingdom man, we have to have a strong spiritual connection with God. And we'll get into some other things in terms of being overwhelmed and what men go through. But right. Jesus was the example. When we are overwhelmed, when we're feeling Woo! So much pain that's unbearable, his first resort, not his last resort, let me talk to God. Let me pray to the Father, right? So we have to have a spiritual connection with God, but also be committed to his will for our life. When we also look at a spiritual connection, what else does a spiritual connection do? Spiritual connection also provides more clarity on God's will for our life. So the reason we want to be connected to God, you know, not only to deal with the overwhelm, but we want to gain more clarity on God's will. What is your will for my life? What is your will, right? So that's why we have to be connected to God, because we won't gain clarity on what we're called to if we're not connected to the one that has called us to it. So we have to, as a kingdom man, you have to have a strong spiritual connection with God. And the reason that I emphasize strong, I could have just looked at a spiritual connection, right? But I think about Wi-Fi, right? You could be connected to Wi-Fi, but it might not be a strong connection. If you're too distant from the Wi-Fi box, you're not going to get a good reception.
If you're in the house,
like when I'm in the house, right? When I'm in the house, my Wi-Fi connection is strong. But when I walk out to my car and my phone is trying to load something from Instagram or trying to load something, it's not as strong. It buffers a little bit. And I'm like refreshing my page, right? Because I'm not connected. I'm too far away from the connection. So you have to have a strong spiritual connection to God to be committed to his will, but to also gain more clarity on what is your will for my life. And that's why Jesus says, what is in your will, not mine. I know what I want you to do for me in this very moment. Take this pain away. That's what I want you to do. That's my will. But he was more committed to God's will. He said, if I have to endure this pain, if I have to take on sin, even when I don't know any sin, then let's go through with it. So we have to have that strong spiritual connection for that. And we also need to have a strong spiritual connection with God to get more clarity on what we need to develop to complete the assignment on our lives. God, what do I need to develop as a man complete the assignment on my life? What do I need to develop? More discipline, more patience, more endurance. Like, what do I need to develop? Because if we're going to commit to completing God's will for our life and fulfilling that plan that he has for us, what do I need to develop? That's when we need a strong spiritual connection to God, because God can reveal what we need to do or what we need to develop in order to complete and fulfill his will for our lives. And like you mentioned, Pastor D, you have to be an example. So I feel like as a kingdom man, we have to be an example. And I'll share this. This is what God gave to me. It's hard to become a kingdom man when you don't know what a kingdom man looks like.
That's right.
So if I've never seen what a kingdom man looks like, it will be difficult for me to become a kingdom man. So when it comes to our role, a part of our role, or maybe even our only role, is just to be an example of what a kingdom man looks like. Being an example of a man that is spiritually connected to God and that is committed to God's will for our lives. So that's really what it comes down to, is just being that example. I'll add one more thing before I, you know, we get more feedback. When it comes to a kingdom man focuses on one purpose. That purpose is to advance the kingdom betterment of the people in it. That's what a kingdom man does. He has one purpose. And I'm focused on the advancing of the kingdom for the people in it. And that's, again, it goes back to Jesus. That was his sole purpose.
That was it.
Advance the kingdom for the people in it. So if I have to take on their sin and I have to endure the cross for the advancement of the kingdom and the betterment of the people in it so we can have salvation, then that's what I have to do. Because that's my purpose. That's my purpose. That's my purpose, is to advance the kingdom for the betterment of the people in it. So if I got to endure a cross, if I have to go through the crucifixion and die for sins that I haven't committed just so we can have an opportunity, then that's what has to be done. That's what a kingdom man looks like. Jesus was the first example. And now we're given the opportunity because of that sacrifice. We are now able to be that example for other men amongst each other, because it's hard to become that if we don't know what it looks like. If we don't have a guide to follow, then we more most likely to follow anything, right? Yeah. So if we don't have a guide to follow, we'll be more obsessed with followers on social media than following Jesus Christ. And that's why we have that so often in the world. People are following other people on social media because they haven't really seen someone truly follow Jesus Christ. So they don't even know what that even looks like.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my
So that would be my definition of what a kingdom man is. And, you know, I pray that that poured into somebody on tonight, but, you know, that's what the Lord gave me in terms of that particular question.
Amen. And I'm going to read. Thank you so much. That was just so powerful and so wonderful. You said. And from a female perspective, I would say, too, that I'm in agreement just even for what when I think as a female, I'm like, oh, you want a kingdom man? You want to marry a kingdom man? You want. And so I would think the same thing. I'm thinking I want a man that's submitted to the will of God. Right. Willing to be to be molded and shaped and groomed. So that means humble enough to be teachable by the Lord. Right. Because it's an ongoing process. So that means he has to be humble enough to be refined. Right. But so just in submission to the will of God, because everything else is going to line up once you fully submit. Once we all of us, women included, all of us, once we submit to the Lord and surrender unto Jesus Christ, everything else starts to line up. So everything else starts to line up. So that would just be my attitude. Since I'm going to, Jermaine Snell in the comments, he would say a kingdom man is a man that lives holy. I have to agree with that. That's something we don't talk about enough, but a man that lives holy, a man that hates sin, leads by example, confirmation, thank you, Holy Spirit, and a leader to his family. That is huge, a leader to his family. So I'm going to open it up and see if anybody else has any thoughts that they want to share on defining a kingdom man. What do you think a kingdom man is? And what do you define a kingdom man as? So we heard from Shannon, Pastor D, Minister Carlton, Jermaine Snell. I don't know if there's anybody else that wants to comment before we kind of move on, before we move on to the next sort of question, the next part of this discussion. Any other comments? We have from Chloe, a man that is led by the Holy Spirit. Yes. We want men that are led by the Holy. We don't want a man to be like, what, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. No, I want a man to say the Spirit of God said, or the Lord said.
Come on.
Okay, God spoke me. I don't want anybody leading me blindly without hearing from the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And the only way that anybody can do that, it goes back to Minister Carlson and your point, Pastor D, must be connection with God.
Must be.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that.
In the comments, somebody type that in capital letters. Must be connected to God. Relationship.
Come on.
Relationship.
Must be.
I love what God is going to do through this podcast. I can just sense already that there is, and I knew there would be impartation. There was no thought in my mind that this would be a time of impartation, meaning just as Minister Carlton said, somebody's going to just be refreshed and received, and it is going to be amazing because men of God, just from a woman's perspective, we need you. We need you. We need you. We want to come alongside you. It is critical to the kingdom of God, the role that you play. And we just rebuke the lie of the enemy that tells you you have no purpose, that tells you there's no, glory to God, that tells you your past decisions have automatically discredited, discredited you from being a man that is called the kingdom man. So we just bind up every lie of the enemy right now. We rebuke it, because I know that that is something that men struggle with. And I'm just going to actually, that's going to segue right into the next question. And just to talk about the goal of this discussion, this is what the Holy Spirit said the goal of this discussion is to do. Thank you, Lord.
Part of being a kingdom man too is I want the men to understand that they have to be forgiving. They have to be forgiving of themselves because we all fall short and we all make mistakes, and life is to be lived, and we got to give ourselves grace because God is a grace giver. And right. I just want the men to understand to be forgiven and give yourselves grace. Don't always try to play it so tough and masculine. It's times where you're going to have some vulnerability, and it's times where you're going to have to forgive yourself for things that happened, that were some that you purposely did in your control and some that were out of your control. So that's one thing I just wanted to add. But just learn to be forgiven and give yourself grace.
Amen, First Lady Butler. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you. So as we think about this discussion, I want to share just what the Holy Spirit said the goal of this discussion is to do. So it's to speak life into our brothers, those that know Jesus Christ personally, and haven't realized their full potential, because you can know Jesus Christ and still not know his will, his plan, and purpose. Meaning you can say, I'm saved and I'm a Christian, and you can kind of have a shallow relationship with Jesus, but you don't know the great plan and purpose that God has for you. So the goal of this discussion is to kind of bring people into alignment. Thank you. Into alignment with the will of God for their lives. But it's also to the men who maybe doing their own thing in the world, right? They might be bent in the world, don't know Jesus Christ, and you feel like there's something missing. This is for you as well. You might not know Jesus. You stumbled across this podcast. You stumbled across this replay. This is for
you. Right place, right time.
This is the right place. This is for you. Jesus Christ wants to get a hold, glory to God, of your heart today. He wants to get a hold of you as you listen to this, because at the end, this is the beautiful thing about Women of Grace. We don't come to do anything cute. We come to transform people by way of Jesus Christ, by way of salvation. So at the end of every event that we have, there's an opportunity for you to know Christ personally as your Lord and Savior. So we're going to lead you into that at the end. So when you reach the end of this podcast, man, soon to be man of God, if you don't know Jesus Christ, please stay the course, stick to this podcast to the end. And I can promise you, I'll make promises, but one thing's for sure, two things for certain. If you do life with Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. Glory to God. Never be the same. Glory to God. Woo! God is doing something in our midst. He is doing something in y'all.
Never be the same.
Glory to God. So something that Minister Carlton, I think, had mentioned about some of the challenges that men battle, and your challenges are so unique. They're different from ours, so we could never speak on your challenges. What do you guys, and this is open to anybody, any of the men on the line, what do you believe are some of the greatest tactics of the enemy that men battle in realizing who they are and fulfilling the call and purpose over their lives? I'm going to speak about the feminist movement, but I'm going to hold that to the end. But I'm going to put that question out to the group.
I can go, if y'all don't mind. I got something for you. Or somebody else want to go, they can go, though. But anybody want to jump in, go ahead and jump in. But I have something that I believe that is life-changing. As far as the question that you asked is, the biggest thing is, and I would say it like this. Jesus preached on, one of the biggest things he preached on throughout his whole ministry was unbelief. He preached on believing and unbelief. And I said, Jesus, you had to preach that so much because people wasn't really getting it like they thought they were getting it. So the biggest thing that the enemy want to use is unbelief. And he uses that thing in a way that it puts you in a place where you don't know who you are. If I don't believe, if I don't know Jesus, I don't know who I am. So the enemy, his number one thing that he want to rob from us is you knowing who you are, is your value. The devil don't mind taking your money. He don't mind taking your house, your cars. He don't mind taking people away from you, things away. But the one thing that he would love to have is you knowing who you are in Jesus Christ. Because that's the one thing that will never fail if you just get that one thing. Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan wanted to sift you as wheat. He said, but I pray that your faith won't fail. Oh my God, I love that. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, I pray that you won't lose your house. I pray you won't lose your money. I pray your dog won't die or somebody won't die around you or something won't bad happen. Or whatever it is, he said, but I pray that you depend on me at all times. That's what that faith looks like, that you totally depend on God. He said, I pray that you depend on me, that you know me, because you can lose everything. But God said, I put you in a desert and you'll get all that back. So it ain't what you lose, but you don't want to lose you. And that's the problem, I would say, that a lot of us, we fail right about there. It's right at unbelief. And I mean, Jesus, his whole ministry was about that, was pretty much about belief. I said, wow, look how many times he had to say it because people wasn't getting it. And still to this day that we're in now, people still not getting it as far as what that believing looked like. And me and my wife talk about that a lot in our ministry. What does it look like? And that's what I love to share with people. How does it look? We know what it sounds like. We know how to spell it. We know, you know, what church is all about. We get that. But how does it look being in relationship with Jesus Christ? What does it look like? And it's a perfect opportunity to talk about it tonight with the role of a man, you know, in the kingdom, or a woman in that fact. But, you know, we're speaking about men tonight. But that's the key thing is unbelief. And what Satan does with that is he robs you out of who you are. He robbed you out of who you are. So that's what that unbelief, it messes a lot of things up. It really does. It messes a lot of things up when we don't have that belief lined up. It tears some things down, it really does. So Jesus really stressed that point because it's the biggest point to get to him. It's the biggest point for the relationship is believe. Remember he said, only believe. And sometimes we miss that. We try to add so much in believing. We put so much in it. And Jesus said, all I need you to do is I need you to believe. Because the rest will follow, like you said since earlier. If you get that part right, oh, everything else will fall right in line. It really will. So unbelief is a big issue that we're dealing with in the world today. Right now, in the church, we're dealing with it. Unbelief. We say we do, but how does it look? So that's where we are.
Amen. That's good, Pastor D. Yeah, that is definitely something that's plaguing the body of Christ as a whole. But yeah, I can see how that could definitely impact the men and keep men kind of, you know, sort of spinning their wheels or maybe running on a hamster wheel because you don't know. Yeah. You're constantly in wrestling with what the enemy is saying about who you are and then, you know, believing who you are by way of knowing that you are a son of God, right? So I can see how there's a constant battle. I can see how there's a constant battle. And so what happens is they probably end up doing nothing. So you end up being paralyzed by that lack of belief and worry and fear, which is all a part of unbelief, right?
It's all a part of it.
All a part of it. So that's powerful.
It's all a part of it.
Yeah. I'm going to just open up the floor. Minister Carlson, you can take the question and it will open up the floor for anybody else.
Yeah,
most definitely. I'm grateful that Pastor D spoke to unbelief. I'm so glad that you mentioned that.
Yes, sir.
Because I went back to, I always go back to Mark, where the father is bringing his son to Jesus that's been having seizures, right? And most of us know how that dialogue goes. hey, some of your, you know, disciples tried to heal my son. It didn't work. So he says to Jesus, if you can do anything, you know, do something about it. And that's when Jesus goes into saying, there are no ifs amongst believers, or says, if I can do anything, right? But I love what the Father says. And I think sometimes as Christians, we get this wrong. He says, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. Or some translation says, help me with my doubts. Yep. A lot of times we pray for more faith. God, give me more faith. But in all actuality, we should be asking God, I don't need more faith. I need you to help me with my doubts.
There you go.
As a kingdom man,
there you go.
Asking God to give me more faith in me, it should be, God, help me deal with the doubt that's interfering with my faith. Because the Father says, I believe. The Father says, I believe. I believe.
Jesus.
I believe. I need you to help me with causing some doubt my life. And that goes back to the identity piece, right? We don't know who we are. So that could be a part of help me with my doubt. So help me understand who I am in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know who I am.
That's it.
Jesus Christ. Either A, I haven't learned. B, learn some things that's kind of muddied up my knowledge of who I am in Christ. So that goes into when I thought about this particular question, as I mentioned earlier, we want to have a strong connection with God.
There you go.
But we also got to be mindful that God is not the only thing that we're connected to. So I got to go back to social media, because we're connected to social media and we're connected to the world. Because what happens is if we are connected to social media or have a strong connection to social media, it's sometimes hard to avoid what's going on in the world or just being in the world. That's why the Bible says that just because we are in the world does not mean that we have to become of the world.
That's right.
So we cannot obviously, we can't escape the world. You know, this is something that we're in. So we got to be mindful of how connected we are to the world, to social media, because what I've seen as a man, social media is portraying an inaccurate description and definition of what a man should be.
Amen. Amen.
So at the end of the day, if a man doesn't know who he is, and you go to social media and social media is saying you should be this, you should be an entrepreneur, you should be doing this for your wife, you should be working in this, you should be making this amount of money, you should have this level of credit score, you should have X amount of cars, you should have a condo, you should have all of these different things. Now, guess what happens? If a man doesn't know who he is, now instead of pursuing God's will, now he's pursuing his own will. I got to get a nice car. I got to get a nice house. I got to get my credit together. I got to, you know, make this amount of money. I got to live in this particular area and pursuing everything but his purpose.
Is it?
There you go. But that's because we don't know who we are. Right. You know, and what happens is if we don't know who we are, if we don't know our identity, then we could be easily influenced if we don't know our identity. We're easily influenced by social media because we don't know who we are. So one person tells us who we are and we think that's who we should be. As I always use this example when I'm talking about identity, you'll listen to someone. If you don't know who you are, you could be a bird. Someone can convince you that you were created to swim.
See?
Meanwhile, God created you to fly. But if you don't know who you are, someone can convince you, hey, how cool would it be for a bird that swims? That's what I feel you should be. Right? So we got all of these, we have so many opinions about social media. That's why I'm mindful of how active I am on social media, is because there are so many opinions of on relationships, what a man should be, what a woman should be, what a man of God should be, what a woman of God should be, you know, what you should have, what you shouldn't have, when you should have it. There's so much influence, right?
Yes.
So we got to be mindful of that. I know, April, you mentioned, you know, the feminist movement, and I am a woman empowerment advocate. So I'm very in touch with this. And one of the things that we got to really be mindful is that as well, because what happens is, I thought about this definition of evil, and evil can be defined to me as misused good, meaning taking something that was intended for good and using it for something that's not good, right? Mm-hmm. So someone could take social media. Again, social media is not a bad platform. It connected me to Pastor D, connected me to April. That's right. If we're misusing it, it can then become evil. So there's nothing wrong with encouraging women to be independent and to be strong and to be better women of God. When the issue comes into play is where you have some influencers that say, you need a man.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, you don't need a man. You could do it by yourself. Right. Now, again, goes back to the influence. Mm-hmm. Now, some women are feeling like, well, I don't need a man to help me do X, Y, and Z. And here's the thing. When it comes to with men and what we deal with, when it comes to identity and who we are and our doubts, as a man or even as a human being, it's hard to stay. You're not needed. You don't have a role.
Yeah, it is.
So as a man, as a human being, it's hard for me to stay in a situation where I don't have a clear-cut role. Even if I'm a husband, relationship, I don't know what my role is. So it's hard for me to stay in that place.
It is.
So if you have influencers that are encouraging women to just be independent, that they don't need a man, they can do everything by themselves, then where do we even come into play?
Right.
We're out of the picture. And now, I was talking with someone, and now there's this term that's going around about women being masculine. Because it's almost like we're encouraging some women to take on a masculine role and just make, you know, men, you know, just kind of make them, take them out of the picture in some instances, not every situation. But that's just some of the things that I've seen as a man, to where there's a lot of different things that are going on. So that's why we got to be mindful of, you know, what we are connected to, you know, because what we're connected to develops doubt and other things that take us away from who God created us to be. And I feel like as a man, that's where some men, you know, whether they're on this broadcast or they listen to this, you know, on the replay, I feel like there are a lot, if not some men, that are probably dealing with that, to where it's like, I don't even know where I fit in. Not only do I not know who I am, but even if I were in a relationship or a marriage, I don't even know what my role would be, because I'm dating someone who's an alpha female, per se, who is like, I got this all on my own. I don't need you. Now that man feels belittled. Like, well, what am I here? You know, what am I? What am I even here for? So,
ain't no need
you
for
know, me. I think that's something.
Amen.
Yeah, so that's something that we got to really be, you know, be mindful of. So I pray that that does help some of the men out there, and even some of the women that are on the live as well, the broadcast, you know, to, you know, obviously it's one thing to be empowered, but be mindful of influencers who are empowering you that you don't need someone. The Bible talks about being a helpmate. The Bible talks about enriching a man's day, every, you know, every day of his life, different things of that sort. So we just got to keep
going.
Yeah, can I just that you? I'm so glad you segued into the feminist movement, because the Holy Spirit, that was something that he really, really has been showing me in terms of, I mean, you touched on so much, but that feminist movement, and that's different from what you do, Minister Carlson, the empowerment. There's like you said, the feminist movement. See, Satan always seeks to pervert that which is good. That's just that. He's crafty. Crafty is beast in the field. That's what the Bible says, right? He's shrewd. He's crafty. He's cunning. He will take what is supposed to be inherently good, and he will pervert it, just like marriage. And I mean, I wish that was my assignment, but marriage and other things that have been perverted. Right. So when we look at that feminist movement, you spoke on that, how they are. It is truly some women, those movements, and women are going, yeah, it's almost like an occult. Right. Because women are now buying in to the message that is contrary to the word of God and contrary to God's vision for man and woman. Right. And so we see lots of women, especially, I would like to say, there are probably, I'm going to go out on a limb because I feel the Spirit of the Lord pushing me this way. There are a lot of us as women of color that are a part of this feminist movement that the enemy has allowed bitterness and resentment and unresolved wounds and unresolved issues from our childhood, all kinds of things to make us go, or even being hurt in relationships, traumatic relationships, adultery, different things have poisoned, or not poisoned, thank you, Spirit, contaminated our hearts as women. That feminist movement, it is a part of the corporate assignment of the enemy to make men whole obsolete.
It is. It Amen. Is
a part of Amen. A larger strategic plan of the enemy. And if we are not woke as women and even as men, we will miss it. And then we'll be buying into it. It is a lie of the enemy. Men, we need you. The kingdom needs you. The community needs you. Our families need you. The children need you. I'm going to say that again. Children need you, right? The young people in the community need you, right? Like, it is, this is, we need you. So I just want to say that because sometimes you need to hear that, like, from a woman. Yeah, you need to hear it. Amen. We need you. We need you. We need you. I know what maybe somebody's saying to you right now. You good for nothing. I don't need you. We rebuke that lie of the enemy right now. Maybe they don't need you, but there is a need for you in the kingdom of God.
It is.
So let's separate what's going on in our personal lives from the overarching theme, which is we are here to advance the kingdom of God. Men, we need you. So that feminist movement, that thing relaxes my spirit so much because the enemy is using that to truly diminish, glory to God, to diminish the powerful, critical role that men play in the kingdom of God. So I had to say that, and the Lord said, just to bring this back to He said, man was created on purpose with a purpose. He said, look at Adam. Look at Adam. God is saying, look at Adam. That's what he said to me. He said, Adam had a purpose and Adam had dominion. Men of God, you have a purpose and you have been given dominion in a portable fire that says shittable. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You have been given dominion over things to rule over. You are not the tail, you are the head.
You're the head.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. Created in the image of God. The Lord breathed death in the nostrils. Oh my gosh.
Come on now. Speak it.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to open it up now to somebody who wants to share just some things that they believe that they are, that are some of the greatest tactics or hindrances, or maybe it's something personally that you're struggling with in the enemy. This is a safe space. This is a place the Holy Spirit created this place. So I would encourage you to take yourself off of mute and share what's something that the enemy is really
let it rip.
It's real. The enemy is really dealing with you about, or that you're wrestling with, or that you believe is the greatest tactic of the enemy.
Amen.
And we want to hear from other men because we know this is for other men. We want to hear.
Yeah, come on, brothers.
Come on, brothers. Take
it. Let's talk, brother.
Type it in the chat.
Let's talk. Put it all out there.
Tactics of the enemy.
Now, I listened to everybody, what they were saying. It's pretty good, and I appreciate that. You know, being a man, it's a lot of distractions that's coming, being a man of God and trying to live right and do right. You got so many things coming at you. And when you're just talking about, you know, men come up, you're looking for that right you made. It's just some of this stuff that is pulling you from for different directions, you know, because, you know, God no desires heart, so does the enemy. So I know we have to be cautious on certain things that the enemy can send in our way that can be very tempting and can pull us away from the Lord. And so we need this talk. And it's like, you know, being that type of man of God is by living holy. You know, when you really live holy, walk with God, you might not have many friends to walk with you or understand the agreement when you try to live this gospel for real. And you're not playing, but you want to be more of God. So you'll be a more enlightenment that you can be able to pour out to others and be a really living testimony. So it's a struggle, you know, being a man of God, try to do right, make the right decisions. And like you said, you need help, like mentors and other men that come alongside and help you to get there, because, you know, we Bible said we got to see others in ourselves. We want to build up. I want to see you make it. I want to see you great. We all have something that we can contribute and that we can help each other and get to the next level.
Amen, Deacon London. Amen. That is one of my brothers in Christ, one of the deacons from our church. So we thank you for that. We thank you for joining. Yeah, I invited a couple of our brothers. And so we thank God for what he is doing. Did you guys want to respond to that, Pastor D or Minister Carlton?
Man,
that was good.
It really was.
It really was.
Yeah, I'll just speak to the part where he mentions that we all have something to contribute. And I feel as men, we need to be reminded of that. So I do appreciate you, April, and other women that are on the Zoom and on the podcast here that are courteous that say that we need you. Yeah. Because hearing that, I can't tell you how much power the Bible does talk about, you know, the power of words and what's spoken, right? But I do believe that God has given us each a gift or something that we can contribute. So we need to be reminded of that. You know, we need to be on the same page as men and women of God to be reminding our kingdom men or men that are aspiring to be kingdom men that we're needed. And that God has given us a great gift or placed something inside of us that the world needs. Every man here, every man that listens to this, every man that is even not listening to this, you know, you have a purpose and you have a gift and God has given you something that the world needs uniquely from you. But I'm grateful that he brought that, you know, brought that to the light.
Amen. Amen. And just to my ladies, the Holy Spirit just laid an assignment on our heart or my heart for us as women. And that assignment, I'm going to type in the chat as well. But the assignment is this week, we pray about the man or men of God that are in our lives that we should speak life into this week. So this week we are in prayer, intentionally asking the Lord to show us who, and it could be somebody who isn't in the faith yet, but we're asking the Lord to intentionally show us who we can speak life into, whether that's encouraging them to know Jesus Christ, whether that's reaffirming their value in Jesus Christ, reaffirming their value in what they add in the kingdom of God, reaffirming or reconfirming their the potential and the greatness you see in them. All those things, as Minister Carlton spoke so eloquently, they matter. And so the Holy Spirit has given us as women. He has given us that charge because, I mean, it seems like there's nothing better than a man hearing from a woman of God, right? From a woman of faith to hear that they matter, that they are important, that they're needed. And Minister Carlson just said it. He said it speaks volumes. It is a challenge from the Holy Spirit. It's not a challenge for me. This wasn't in my notes. Wasn't for me. So we just yield this ministry to the Holy Spirit. We yield this time to the Holy Spirit. So that is our charge, ladies. And I am so excited. I'm going to be in prayer. I'm like, Lord, give me three names, you know, because I want to see our men walking in greatness. Oh my goodness. What are you talking about? That thing right there. You're talking about men walking in purpose, walking in holiness, submitted to the Lord. Oh, that's like next level, right? We want to see that. So I accept the challenge and I see other ladies that are saying charge accepted. So Holy Spirit, we hear you and we are hearkening unto your voice. So thank you, ladies. One of your people before. Oh, go ahead, man. Pastor D, did you have something you wanted to add?
I'm just listening to what you're saying, what the Holy Spirit said. I'm having a good time listening.
I'm feeling this. Look, this is awesome. You know how the word said when you speak, you make the bones fat. It's like, you know, you're encouraging. We need that strength for other women to speak life, to see. Because a lot of times we go through a whole lot. And we might be feeling depressed, but that one word can change with that centurion with the G. He said, I know you're a man of honor and respect and authority. Right. I just need you to speak one word. And that's all we need, somebody to speak one word and change the situation. And we need that because we go through so much. And we think we are failures and all that. You might see something we not might see, but you might have the keys to unlock some things, you know? Uh-huh. Unlock those things and pray. And it's like a praying woman. See, is it attraction? It is aroma with a praying woman that lives godly that you want to do right. You want to do right by this person. You work hard. You make sure you do everything correctly because you try to press. It's like going to the King of Kings. I got to get myself together. I will get my right. I'm going to make myself done. I'm telling you, but your whole mind will change and respect. I got to dress differently. I can't talk the same because something about how to anoint things is like a transfer. It's shifting me. It's building me. It's encouraging me. I got to get something back. That means you deposited it. I got to get. I'm telling you. What you deposit, I got to get back. I just can't allow you to go empty handed.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The lady said, you're preaching. You preaching, and we thank you for that nod to a praying woman, and that's just confirming the assignment of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so amazing. That's just confirming that what we're going to do is going to have impact. It's going to have impact beyond that which we will even see. It's going to be fruitful beyond that which we can even know. But we're going to be obedient, hallelujah, to whoever the Lord places in front of us. Glory to God. Whoever the Lord places in front of us, we're going to be obedient. And so I want to say that again. Whoever the Lord places in front of us, we're going to be obedient. And if we're like, Lord, really that person? Because he may place, I love the Lord so much. Because while we're thinking of all the good brothers we know, it may be that down low brother that you know ain't walking right in his walk. And you're like, Lord, you want to say what to him? We don't know what that word will do to transform that brother's life. It could be a turnaround word of encouragement.
We don't know.
We need him running back, Hayabasaya, running back into the arms of our Father. We don't know that. So, yes.
Not the one. I got a lot. I don't know how I got here. I just want to live. I'm more worldly than God.
Oh, this podcast, we already knew anyway how this
works. We knew.
Like this. This is how we get every time.
This is how we do it.
So I'm going to lead us into the next question. And it is, what biblical advice would you give to your brothers in the faith who are feeling unworthy because of past decisions, because of failures, because of hurts, because of mistakes? What biblical advice would you guys give? Oh, this is so powerful.
Wow. Impactful. I would say to that, one of the most important things to that question is, I have to forget those things that are behind me and press forward to those things that are in front of me. That's probably one of the number one biggest things I would say to that. And I think a lot of us don't quite understand that sometimes about when the words say, when Paul say forgetting those things, meaning don't remember it anymore. It's dead, gone. So I got to look at it as if it didn't happen almost. You got what I'm saying? You almost got to go forward as if that thing did not take place. That's the only way you're going to forget something. And that's truly forgiving is when you forget. I had to look at that. And Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. Woo! I said, wow. That means I got to kill it as if I got to destroy it as if that thing never even lived in the first place. Because those things can hold us back, and the Satan will hold it over your head, and you'll constantly see the shame and the guilt of it, whatever that may be, you know, those past things that hindered you. But if you do what Paul said to do right there, and the Holy Spirit said through Paul at that time, forgetting those things, that was God speaking through him, that are behind, woo, let it go, let it die. Put it under your feet, act like it never happened. Move to the next. I got this thing where I say, if it happened 1 second ago, it's over. It's done. I look for the next second. So I call this moment, this is your future right now. It ain't 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Your future is the next moment. It's right now. But it's all in how I see it though. I have to see it. I have to see it like God see it. If I see that thing the way God see it, I put it under your feet. It never happened. So I can move to the next moment fresh. You see what I'm saying? I can go into my next moment in the place where I belong. You see what I'm saying? So I don't have to hold that guilt, that shame on me, because that thing will haunt you down and it gets real heavy. It gets heavy. That's why when you say come, all of you that are heavy, he said, come. He said, my burdens are light, my yoke is easy. Because he know that that thing can hold you down so hard, man, it can take you under. So that's why Paul had to say, forgetting those things that are behind me and press forward to the thing that's in front of me. So that's the next moment. Let the last moment go, brothers. Let it go, sisters, whoever you are. Let it go and move on. You'll be fresher in the next moment if you learn to let it go. Forget it though. See, you can't forget without forgetting. My God. Forgetting goes with forgiving. It goes with it. Because I'm gonna hold it on you, even with forgiving, if I remember what you did, so by faith, I got to exit out by faith. Though I know you might remember, but by faith, I got to exit out and I got to forget it so I can truly forgive you and walk in that forgiveness for myself and for you. Let it go.
Amen. Breathe. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
Oh, that's good.
Let
that's
it go. Good. Go ahead, Minister Carlton. We'll turn it over to you.
No, that's really good. I wanted just to add, just add to that about forgetting. I always go back to Romans 12:2, where it says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So in order to forget, in order to move forward, God has to renew our mind, because it's hard to move forward and forget and to let things go when that thing is still on our mind, or we're still seeing that thing in the way that we're, you know, accustomed to seeing it. So that's why that scripture to me is always something that I share with people. Let God transform you. He doesn't have to change your location. He doesn't have to change your job. He doesn't have to change your name. He doesn't have to make you taller, smaller. All he has to do is you have to let him just transform your mind in the way that you think. So you got to renew your mind in order to move forward and to forget about failures, or to even not necessarily to, we can forget about our failures. Like, hey, I failed. I made a mistake. Let it go.
Right.
But sometimes there's a lesson in that particular failure. So we don't have to look at failure as failure. It could be, what can I learn from this failure? You know, what can I learn from my past? When I made those mistakes, like, what can I learn from? But that comes from my renewal, because if we're just looking at failure as I failed, then that's how we're going to perceive it.
Yeah.
But when God changes how we think, now I can learn from that failure to not make that same mistake again. So that's something that I would, you know, put into the hearing of our brothers. I want to share the story of, you know, Peter walking on water, one of my favorite stories. And Peter sunk when he took his attention off of Jesus. So my encouragement to my brothers, keep your focus on Jesus. Because when you focus on everything else,
that's it.
Your faith will fail you when you take your attention away from Jesus. When you're thinking about the wind and the waves and everything else that's going on in the world, your faith is more likely to fail you. I'll be transparent. I'll be honest. Yeah. Even going back to social media, there are some times, if I wasn't as strong as I was in my faith, there are times where I got on social media and I scrolled and I seen different people living different types of lives and things of that nature. I realized if I stayed on social media and I didn't have my faith, I would feel like a failure. Because the way people are living on social media, based on what people are posting compared to where I am, I would feel like a failure. But that reminds me, the reason that I feel like a failure is because my focus is not on Jesus. My focus is on the wind and the waves and everything else that's going on in the world. So that's why my encouragement to my brothers is to keep your focus, keep your eyes and your attention on Jesus. The wind is going to blow. The waves are going to blow. But we have to keep our focus on Jesus, because once Peter did that,
it
didn't say the wind blew him off the water. It didn't say the waves made him lose his balance. He said he saw the wind and the waves and he started to sink, because he took his attention away from Jesus and lost his faith. So we got to really, really be mindful of what we are focused on. My favorite scripture is Romans 8:28. I want to read it from the Passion Translation. It reads this way. It says, so we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good. For we are his lovers who have become called to fulfill his design purpose. And the reason that I like that translation, it says that every detail of our lives is continually. So failures, mistakes, the obstacles, the heartbreak, all of that is continually, every detail, not just the good, but every detail is continually woven into something good. right? And the second part that I want to bring our attention to is it says, who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. So what does that mean? That means that everything in our lives has to work together in order for us to fulfill his purpose. So it has to work. Our failures, our mistakes, the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, it all has to work together for God to fulfill his purpose through us. So yes, even sir. The worst part of your life, God has to work it into something good in order for his purpose to be fulfilled through us. So I just pray that, you know, my brothers, even the sisters here tonight, receive that, that every detail of your life is continually woven into something good because God has to fulfill his purpose.
He has to.
So that's just something that we got to be mindful of. So God has to work it all together in order for our purpose to be done through us. Everything has to be working, has to be worked together. So don't dwell in your mistakes. I tell people all the time, your mistakes should not define you. Your mistakes should refine you. You should learn from your mistakes. I'm a man that has made a lot of mistakes. But those mistakes did not define who I am. They helped me refine who I am to where I know what not to do, what direction to not go in the next time I'm in that situation, what not to do, different things of that nature. So that's my encouragement to the brothers, to the sisters. You know, we all need fed tonight. So I just pray that those scriptures and even the story of Peter on water, keep your focus on Jesus. Nothing else matters but Jesus. Keep your focus on him. He's the one that has called you to do what he's called you to do. So stay focused. Keep your attention on Jesus, because when you start to look at your social media timeline, the news, the world, the magazines, the newspapers, your faith is going to fail. Like I said, I've been on social media plenty of times in some of my down seasons, and I've been scrolling and I've been seeing people going on vacations, seeing people get new cars, seeing people do different things. And I feel like, wow, man, I'm a failure because I'm not there yet. But I realized I have to shift my attention from social media to Jesus Christ. And once I shifted my focus back to Jesus, I realized that I'm on his timing, not my own. And that makes the difference. When I'm on social media, I'm looking at a different timeline. But when I shift my focus back to Jesus, I'm focused on his timeline, and I realize I'm not late because I'm on Jesus. I'm on his timing. I'm on his timing, right? So that's something that we got to keep in mind. So for my brothers, you're on God's timing. So you're not late. Sir. You're exactly where he wants you to be. You're in this moment. You might feel like, oh, I'm behind, or I should be further along. If you talk to Jesus right now, he would tell you, you're exactly where you need to be. So we got to focus on his timeline, you know, more than our own, or more than what social media is telling us our timeline should be.
Keep your eyes single then.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, amen. And the Holy Spirit, he is saying to share that the only thing that would hinder us from even being in alignment with his timeline is our lack of submission and surrender to him. That would be the only thing that would hinder us from being in alignment, like Minister Carlton said, with his timeline, is if you're not submitted to Jesus Christ. If you aren't surrendered to Jesus Christ, you are not submitted to his will. Your timeline is automatically, you automatically, like Minister Carlton said, you're looking everywhere else for a timeline, but that was just really powerful. Keep your focus on Jesus. It blessed some women too. So women are in the chat, it blessed them also. She said confirmation. Sis said confirmation. So the Lord is speaking to men, women. He's speaking to all of us tonight. And I wrote that down too. And even ladies, I don't know if the Holy Spirit has been downloading names, but I had two brothers' names on my paper in front of me to reach out to this week. The Holy Spirit's not playing with the men in our lives or the men that we are connected to, because one of these men, they aren't even like somebody I'm closely connected to, but it's somebody needs to hear from the Lord. So they need to know, and we need to be careful, ladies. We need to say, it is my assignment of the Lord, because it needs to go back to the Lord. It has to go back to the Lord. Has sent this word of encouragement for them because they need to go back to the Lord. They need to hear something from the Lord. And I want to make sure to share that it's not just something we are randomly sharing. No, let's be very clear what our assignment brother, man of God, the Lord has tasked me with, or the Holy Spirit has led me to share this word of encouragement with you. Because we want them to go back in prayer, and we want the Holy Spirit to confirm and reaffirm, ladies, what we are sharing. We're not flying solo here. We're lockstep with the Holy Spirit. We're not playing with it. I don't play. So I want us to make sure all things point back to Jesus Christ, because I didn't
get the
assignment. So I want to be very clear with that, because I have to give an account. So I need to make sure I'm good in the way that I release the assignments, and I'm good in the way that I respond and have us respond to the assignments, as the Lord has entrusted us with this assignment. So I don't know if any of the other guys wanted to share some verses that kind of have been keeping them afloat, some things that God has, some biblical advice that you even have received or that you want to share. This is the time to take yourself off of mute. What biblical advice what biblical advice would you give to your brothers who are feeling unworthy? We want to hear from you, men of God.
Come on, men of God.
Hey, amen, amen. This is some good advice, man. Good stuff. Definitely, what came to my mind was a famous celebrity, Leah, when she said, once you didn't deceive, he said, pick yourself up and try again, you know, and God's the God of many chances, you know, and it's, you know, people have, you know, it's every, you know, we all brother, we struggle with a lot of things, you know, lust and different things like that. And it takes accountability that we got to take accountability for each other to encourage one another, build each other up, you know. And, you know, a lot of us brothers, we haven't been doing that. You know, it's been a lack of that, you know, of taking, you know, being accountable for each other as men, you know. And, you know, like, and I know the ladies always, you know, they always, you know, take care of, but as men, we haven't been doing that. It's been a lack of that. So definitely, you know, I you know, definitely we have to encourage each other just to definitely, you know, that, you know, forget, like you said, the past is gone, and we have to move forward, you know, like you said, forgetting those things are behind, and we got to move forward and to the things of the Lord and continue, you know, because we still have purpose. You still have purpose. And that's the key is having, you know, just to keep moving forward, you know, and it's like he said about Carlton was saying, staying focused. So yeah, this is powerful. So yeah, this was good. So amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
go ahead.
No, this is awesome. Great. No, I appreciate everything you said. So much wisdom and nugget. Out of the scripture coming, he said, lift ye heads, all ye gate, let the King in glory come, and who's a strong mighty in battle. And, you know, we got to keep our head lifted up no matter what. Even the Bible said, a just man fall down sometimes, but he gets back up. And those are things that we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving. We got to keep moving and do what God called us. Even when we felt, we might feel down, might not feel me not worthy, but we got to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? You know, trial my faith, work in patience, you know? And that going through that trial, work in patience, is a stretch. And what God is doing, he's stretching it and he's molding us. Like, now we're going back to the potter house, and he's molding shape, and we got some more. He's building us back up again. He's molding shape. So it's a process. So we're gonna be well done for the master you. So he can put us on the shelf. He said, the last will be first, the first will be last. And so sometimes we see everybody first and some people blowing up, but we don't know what they really going through, what the price had to pay. You know what I'm saying? So God is working on us. He's like baking something in the oven and you're cooking cake, it's not done. But we try to rush the process and it's not done. It's like you're cooking chicken, you try to rush it, it's still bloody. You gotta let it simmer a little bit. You gotta let it cook slowly. And so that's what God is holding some things back from us and not give us what we ask for at the moment, because we know we're not ready. And it's kind of hard to say. We think we're ready, not ready, because when the test comes, it's gonna show you what's in you. And so you
come on,
I gotta talk back over again. I gotta work on that, you know, like, and you know what? We gotta die daily. It's like Paul said, it's like a sheep going to the slaughter, and we die daily. And dying to yourself is not easy. That flesh don't want to die. You know,
that's key.
That I am. You know,
that's key.
He said he was always present. You know that he was always present, always pulling. You try to do right. Why are you pulling me this way? I'm trying to live this right. Woo! Oh, that's turning on your plate. The plate said, I don't want to turn a plate.
That's the key.
I want some food. I'm just telling you, when you try to do the right thing and make that turn, here come the interview or trick. But we got to help each other. Bro, we can't do this by ourselves. We need a team of people. We need a team to help us. that strengthened us. We need it. That's why God put us together. That's why we, when we sing, oh, we always push somebody up. Nobody's number one. We always pushing, pushing up. And that's what we need. When we have these people we can really talk to, the Bible says, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed. You know, so you confess to somebody, I'm taking something to a brother today, we're struggling, and better intercede and pray and be open, because you want to be a space that you're vulnerable, that you can be 100 and be honest. So the enemy don't want us to be 100. He wants to keep us in the dark
so we can
stay in secrecy. But when you expose the darkness to light, now is accountability. Now you say, I can't do what I want to do because I got people interceding, and God is using different types of strategy and moving us. Because you said the good steps go, man, it's ordered by the Lord. So God is ordering my steps. And then we got to be like David, the man of God on heart. He was a man of God that took responsibility and have a repentant heart. And when God knows our heart is open and holy, he can really move and do some great things in us.
That's big.
Amen.
Got to be open. Got to be open. Wow.
Amen. Wow. That's powerful.
Big.
Yeah. That's big. That's so powerful. So before we get into prayer, the last thing I want you to share is share one scripture that has been essential in your walk. And I think you kind of done this with God, that you can share with a brother in faith. One scripture that has been essential, one or two scriptures that have been essential to you in your walk that you can share.
One or two scriptures. I'll say Galatians 2:20. The text goes like this. He said, my old self have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What my brother just talked about dying to this flesh, and this scripture talks about that. You have to die to who we thought we were, die to the what the world made of us, and live to God. You see what I'm saying? So we gotta put some things up under our feet, man, and die to it in order to live to Christ. Paul said, I can't do both. So somewhere something has to die. So I can be open. I don't walk around just being so hard, because a lot of us men, we like to, you know, we too hard, we too tough. We don't want to fail, even though we do fail. When we do fail, we don't want to say we did fail. But one word I'm learning more and more to say, even to my wife when I drop the ball, I say, I'm sorry, honey. Sometimes I say it before she said it. I beat her to it. And I know most guys don't do that, and most guys think that's soft and that ain't right. But Jesus has got to me. You got what I'm saying? But the more I die, the more God lives. And the more my heart gets soft for him. And the more I'm able to say, my bad, I dropped the ball. It don't mean you can't pick the ball up again. If you throw an interception, go back on the field, and this time make the cornerback play. Make him pay for catching the last pick. This time we're gonna get a touchdown. So that's how you gotta think of this thing, man. And just be open, man. Just like all my brothers have mentioned, be open, man. But in doing that, we gotta do some dying to this flesh, some dying to ourselves, so Christ can live. Cause God ain't gonna live if we gonna live, if the flesh is gonna live. Cause now it's about us, it's about self-effort. And God don't dwell in self-effort. He won't play a part in self-effort. If you look all through the word of God, he won't play in that. But he plays in all God effort. So that's why, you know, belief in the things that we talked about tonight, all the things that we talked about tonight is so important so we can make this thing work the right way. It can work in the flow, be like a waterfall instead of, you got a sink on, you got the water, you got a leak, and it's just dripping and dripping and dripping. God want to flow like the wind. He want to flow like a waterfall with nothing stopping it. But yeah, we got to get out the way, brothers and sisters also. But we got to get out of the way so God can get in the way. That's very important. It's very important. It's very important. We have to do that. That's one of the number one things we have to do. So I'll leave it there.
Amen. That's good. Get out of the way so God can get in the way. Oh, man. There's so many nuggets. that have been dropped, like gems that I've been putting in the chat. So people, please cut and paste some of the scriptures, some of the nuggets that I tried to, me and others have tried to kind of put in the chat, because trust me, I hope you took some notes, because this was, again, what I said in the beginning, that it's not by happenstance that you're just on here. Women are being fed tonight, as are our men. And this podcast was for our men, but these nuggets are universal.
Yeah. So
we're all being nourished tonight. I mean,
these are universal
Bible-based gems. So this is for us all. So we just thank God. Oh my goodness, for the move of the spirit.
Wow.
On tonight, we praise the Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, for how he brought this together. Truly grateful. Wow. So I'm going to open it up to you, Minister Carlson, to share your one scripture.
That was really good. You know, what Pastor D mentioned, you know, again, I'll add something to what he said. I often say you're either in God's will or you're in God's way.
So we gotta
be mindful of our placement, right? Are we in God's way, or are we in his way of doing what he wants to do? His will so that he can do what he wants to do, right? Because a lot of times, I think we give the enemy too much credit sometimes, in my personal opinion. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times we're like, the enemy is attacking me, and this is why this is not happening. And sometimes the reason for our delay is because we're in God's way.
Yeah. Time is up.
I'll add this too. It's not always the enemy. Sometimes it's the inner me.
It's the enemy.
And we give the enemy all this credit, and we got to look ourselves in the mirror, hold ourselves accountable, and say, you know what? The reason why this process is being delayed is because of me. It's not an attack from the enemy. The enemy might be trying to irritate me, but it's me that's allowing that irritation to become inflammation. So we got to be mindful of that. So I'm grateful that you brought that up. You know, so we're either in his will or in his way. Wow. And we just got to be mindful of where we are. You know, we just got to be, you know, mindful of our own personal placement, you know, that I'm in God's will. And I always say, I never want to be outside the will of God.
Yes.
There are so many opportunities that I could take advantage of. There are so many things that I feel like I can do if I do it this way. But I'm always reminded that if I do it my way, now I'm stepping outside of the will of God. Now I'm in his way.
But
if I continue to trust his timing, then I know that I'm in his will. And I'll add this before I go into the scripture. You are never at risk when you're at the will of God.
Nope.
So you're not at risk.
Nope.
You know, sometimes the reason that we take a step outside of God's will is because we feel we're at risk. We're in danger. We need to hurry up and expedite something. We need to accelerate. We need to do certain things. But at the end of the day, you are not at risk when you're on God's timing. You're on God's timing. You're on perfect timing. You're going to be on time. So you're not at risk when, you know, you're in the will of God. I just want to lift that up.
Yes.
I'll add another scripture to share with the brothers. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. One translation, this is how it captures it. It says, so no wonder we don't give up. For even though our outer person gradually wears out, our inner being is renewed every single day.
Every day.
We view our slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. We see our difficulties as the substance that produces for us an eternal, weighty glory far beyond all comparison. So much in that text, I'll try my best to condense it, but it says we don't give up. Because even though the outer part of us gradually wears out, the inner being is renewed every single day. Every single day you wake up, your inner being is renewed. Yep. And that's what helps us look at when our slight, short-lived troubles. So it says slight, short-lived troubles. I know we emphasize our troubles like they're going to be long-lived, magnified, mountain-sized trouble, but this translation says slight, short-lived troubles in the light of eternity. Then it goes on to say, we see our difficulties as the substance that produces So our difficulties produce something far beyond all comparison. So that's something, again, it goes back to the perspective and God renewing our mind, because I know sometimes we feel like we're encountering difficulty because we did something wrong. But I always tell people, sometimes God will use a difficulty to develop you. It's going to produce something that the opposite of difficulty couldn't have produced. There are some situations where heartbreak could have produced more than happiness. God could have kept you in a relationship where you would have been happy, but that heartbreak produced more for the glory of God. So that's just my encouragement, that the inner part of you is renewed every single day. Every day you wake up, the inner part of you is renewed in slight, short-lived trouble. So the trouble that you're facing, the pain that you feel right now, can't compare to the joy that's coming. Meaning that joy is coming in the pain that you feel. It's slight and short-lived, meaning it's not going to be that long. Now, we don't want to prolong it by stepping outside the will of God, because that could potentially happen as well, right? To where we step outside the will of God to try to correct our troubles.
Oh, yeah.
But if we stay in the will of God, it'll be short-lived, and it's going to be able to produce something that will give God more glory than anything else. So we just got to stay in the fight. We got to be encouraged. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Yep. I feel that's, you know, the Bible says bad company corrupts good character, but I also feel that great company builds good character.
Yes.
So it's good to be around like-minded men, kingdom men. Like I mentioned earlier, it's hard to be a kingdom man if you're not connected to kingdom men. It's hard to be a kingdom man if you don't even know what that looks like. You don't even know what that is. If you don't even have an idea, it's hard to become something that you've never seen before, that you've never had an example. Like, what does it even look like? Kingdom man, you know, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to become a kingdom man. I've never seen that done before.
But you're
connected to some like brothers like Pastor D and some other people that were commenting on tonight. That's, you know, same applies for women, you know, to become a kingdom woman, to be a woman of God. To me, it's all about being connected to like-minded people, you know, because iron sharpens iron. So I definitely pray that, you know, we all can even stay connected to, because I feel like that'll be beneficial to us all, because iron sharpens iron. And I love these broadcasts. It's an opportunity to share the gospel. But another big reason is I can listen to Pastor D preach the word and share knowledge, and I can learn from you. So that's another reason why I'm always looking forward to these, is because, again, iron sharpens iron, you know, I get a chance to, you know, learn from you and even some of the other deacons and people that have, you know, commented on tonight. I'm always open to learning. I'm not that far on my spiritual journey that I don't need to be connected to any like-minded men. So I appreciate all of y'all, and even some of the women of God that are, you know, contributed as well. And April, thank you for putting this together. I'm always learning from you too. So we got to be connected to, you know, like-minded people.
Likewise.
Yes. Amen.
Like to wives.
This has been so rich. So just putting some shout outs in there for our men, who the guest co-hosts. And so we're moving on to the latter part of our assignment. And I have another assignment. The Holy Spirit is just, he's amazing. He is in control. He's just totally moving and shaking tonight. So we just continue to yield to the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah. And so the Holy Spirit brought, this is a well-known verse, James 5:16, right? And so we're getting ready to get into the part of prayer. So we're getting ready to close out. We have heard, it's 8:30. We always go to like 9 o'clock, but we're not going to do that to y'all tonight. We have no concept of time, because we're on the Spirit of the Lord's timeline. So we aren't like, you know, 7 to 8. No, if the Lord say you keep it moving, we keeps it moving. So we're here to do what the Lord said. We are here to be obedient. That's it. That's all. Okay.
Amen.
So being in total submission with the Lord and being totally submitted to the Lord means we are obedient, no matter what that looks like, right? So that's critical to this walk.
Yes, so it is.
Even as men and women, that is critical to our walk. We must obey, not just hear the voice of the Lord, but obey the voice of the Lord immediately. So with that being said, we are going to the place where we are going to have two times of prayer. And actually the Lord has, two times of prayer, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we're first going to pray for the men on the line who don't know Jesus Christ personally. And you don't have to raise your hand or say anything. We're not going to do it that way. We are going to pray for those who are, who don't know Jesus Christ personally, or maybe you are in sin right now and you need to read that. I mean, this is real. This ministry, we speak repentance. We speak holiness. There's so many cute ministries, and this is not one of them. I have to give an account. And so I'm going to go before Jesus Christ. I'm going to say, Lord, I said what you asked me to. The ministry was used for transformation. The ministry was used to bring people closer to you. The ministry was used so that those who don't, glory to God, those who don't know you can be pulled out of darkness into the marvelous light. I have to give an account, and nobody on this line is worth me putting at risk hearing the words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Okay, so with that being said, one of the prayer points tonight is we're also going to pray over the men. Well, Pastor D and Minister Carlson are going to pray over the men who are struggling in an area. We're not going to ask you to take yourself off of mute. Just put in the chats what you're struggling with, and we're going to have them pray over you, because again, the Bible says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Sorry, I love King James. That she may be healed. I'm an old school minister, I know Pastor D is too, but the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means that because you are on this line tonight, there is something that the Lord wants us to come into agreement with or help you be pulled out of. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that must first start by confessing it. And it says one another. And I believe that we know that this is a Holy Ghost safe space. This is a sacred place. This is almost like, I'm like, Lord, we submit this to you as an altar so that we can leave those things. Oh, glory to God. That we can leave those things, the men of God, and even the women, this week, we're going to include you in this as well. This is universal. And there are things that we are struggling with. Glory to God. So we are going to create in the name of Jesus. We're going to create this space tonight. And we're going to leave those things at the altar. So just put in the chat something that you know you need your brother or sister to stand in agreement with you, to come alongside you, to pray with you about. We're going to do that tonight. Pastor D and Minister Carlton are going to pray over the men. Ladies, if there's something you need prayer for, please do not let the enemy keep you bound or keep you worried or distressed or troubled. Put it in the chat. We are going to pray for you. We are going to pray with you because God, yes, this was for men, but women were being fed too. So that means God is doing something even in women on tonight. So at this time, just put in the chat, men and women, those who are on this line, things that you would like for us to pray with you about. It could be relational. It could be financial. It could be unconfessed sin. It could be, we can't play with it on this journey. Oh. We must live in a place of confession and repentance and making sure we're in right standing with the Lord. Because no man know the day or the hour when Jesus Christ is returning. We want right. Like I said before, this ministry is truly yielded unto Jesus Christ. So all things point to the message of the cross, to the gospel. So I'm just going to encourage you right now just to put, and it doesn't need to be a long word. You can put one word in it that you're battling with: doubt, fear, worry, financial weight, uncertainty. It doesn't need to be anything heavy. It can be heavy, but just what is on your heart to share tonight so that we can pray about. And so as you're doing that, I'm going to ask you, Pastor Darrell, and Minister Carlton. Pastor Darrell, you can open us up, but or Minister Carlton, you can do part two, however you guys want to do it. But right now, pray for those who don't know Jesus Christ personally as their Lord and Savior. This is the most important moment of tonight, okay? Because you can walk away with a notebook full of notes. And at the end of the night, if you don't know Jesus Christ, those notes, they don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. They only matter if you know the source. The source was the Bible, and you have to know the person behind the word of God, the author. and the finisher of our faith. The author and
finisher
of the word of God, and that is Jesus Christ. So please don't walk away full for tonight, but empty for like, oh, glory to God. Don't walk away full tonight, meaning you feel encouraged tonight, but then in terms of your eternal life, you don't know that you're going to make it into heaven. Oh, can I preach that way tonight? I gotta preach in the way the Lord has given it to me.
Go ahead.
So we're going to be real tonight. So Pastor Darryl, if you could just pray for those who don't know Jesus Christ personally, and they want to know Jesus Christ personally, or maybe they want to rededicate their lives to Christ tonight. We want to give you guys an opportunity to be made new in Jesus' name. I'll give it over to you, Pastor D.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this night, this moment, this opportunity, once again, to speak to your people. Father, you know my brother's heart. You know their mind. You know what they cry about. You know what they go in the car and talk to you about. You know what they don't want to speak to nobody else about. You know my sisters too. Father, cause them to know you in a way, to believe you in a way that changes everything, in a way that connects with you, that everything will be okay, because you are the okay God. You are the answer. You are the truth. You everything, man. Touch my brother and my sister's heart, the place where the doctor can't touch, the place where money can't touch, the place where another person can't even touch, but you can touch it. Do surgery on us tonight, right now.
Hallelujah.
Woo. We thank you for every word that was said from my brothers and my sisters. We thank you. Father, is there anybody that wanna be brand new? Right now, give them the opportunity. Give them the new life that you offer all of us. All we got to do is just believe it and ask.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You have not because you ask not. Just ask.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you right now in advance that brother will come to you and be saved right now, because that'll change his life and it'll change others' lives. So I just ask that. I come on their behalf.
Yes, God.
With the faith you gave me and the faith you created in me, the belief you created in me through our journey. So right now, do it, because I believe you. And after tonight, my brothers and my sisters going to believe you on another level.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight, right now, not another minute, but now, faith is. So in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Mighty name. Name above every name. Name above every name. Above every name. Above every name. In Jesus' name. Be God right now. Be God. We need you to be God. In Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Y'all go ahead and have it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen and
thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Oh,
amen and
hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Wow.
Jesus.
Amen
thank
and you, amen. Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So we have some prayer requests in here. So I'm going to ask you guys to, I'm going to ask you to kick us off, Minister Carlson. So I'm going to read the prayer request. So, so Shannon, he is just in need of prayer, because he feels like he's late to the faith. And I think you guys, I believe the Lord allowed you to really minister to Shannon's heart tonight. I know the Lord really, really led you here, Shannon. I feel the Lord just wanting to zoom in on you tonight. I'm sorry. But I, as he was praying, I was like, oh, the Lord was saying, lift up a special prayer for Shannon. So we really want to lift up Shannon. We want to lift you up because Shannon was here early. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot, brother, but the Lord wants to do something. Glory to God. Haya Basaya. He wants to do something in your life in the name of Jesus. So
hallelujah.
That's why not only did he lead you here, but you were early because you know that there's something missing from the Lord. You know that there's something missing, and the Lord is just tugging at your heart, my
hallelujah.
Brother, my soon-to-be brother. So I just pray, oh God, right now, Lord, we just, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hold on,
Jesus.
We lift up Shannon right now to you.
Lift them up.
Thank you, Lord. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that you are doing a work in him, God. You have been speaking to him. You've been tugging at his heart, God. You've even been using certain things, situations, God, to draw him closer to you, to even know you as Lord and Savior, God. So I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch his heart right now, God. That you would speak to his heart right now, God.
Right now.
Receive you as his Lord and Savior, God, and he would never be the same, God, that you would transform him from the inside out for your glory. The greatness that is within him, God. I speak to him right now. Every word curse that has been spoken over him be broken in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
You're not a failure, says the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the greatness that's in him, God. We thank you that this is a divine appointment.
Yes, it is.
Shannon, God, that no matter where he was before tonight, that on tonight he has the opportunity to be cleansed and redeemed and made
by
the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we speak a new identity into Shannon's life right now by way of Jesus Christ, by way of the crucifixion, by way of the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins, God. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, we honor you, God. We thank you for our soon to be, or now is, our brother in the faith.
Our brother.
We will receive you and walk with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Sorry, I don't usually do that, but the Spirit of God kept on zooming in on you when he was praying. So I'm going to give it to you, Carlson, to just keep praying through these prayer requests.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor D. So somebody said fear. Getting in God's way, financial breakthrough, lust. So go ahead and just pray how y'all want to pray, Minister Carlson and Pastor D. Glory.
Absolutely. Father, we thank you first and foremost for this day. You know, we know that this is the day that you've made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is another opportunity for us to grow, to become kingdom men and women of God. So I just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. You know, thank you for April, for Pastor Daryl. Thank you for, you know, everyone that's here on tonight, Lord. We pray through we lift up every prayer request, Lord, you know, where people are mentioning fear and financial breakthrough and punishment. And I just pray that you renew all minds tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Transform the way that we think, Lord, to not view our process as punishment, but to view our process as preparation to prosper, Lord. It's all about just shifting our mindset, shifting the way that we think, Lord, that makes the difference.
Yes.
To not see any part of our process as punishment. It is all preparation to prosper. Yes. It's all preparation for everything that you have assigned to us.
Thank you,
I pray over the person or the people that are seeking financial breakthrough. I've had my own personal financial issues, and I know how difficult that can be. So I just pray that you encourage someone on tonight that until that financial breakthrough happens, the Bible says that you promise to supply all of our needs.
Yes.
So I just pray that you remind that person or anyone that is praying for financial breakthrough that you will supply every need that we have, and we will not go without anything. And I pray that you also remind them that you supply all of our needs based on your riches and your glory. So you're going to supply what we need based on what you have.
Yes.
And financial breakthrough is attached to our name, because the Bible also says that you will do the exceedingly and the abundantly. So I just pray that you just keep that on someone's heart, Lord, that financial breakthrough is assigned to their name. And until that time happens, and even after that happens, you will supply our needs. To the person that is dealing with fear, we pray that, as we lifted up the scripture earlier where the Father says, help me with my doubts. Because I know that that person is a believer, but there's something that's causing them to doubt. So I just pray that you help them uproot was causing doubt. Again, change their mind, Lord. Remind them that you did not give us the spirit of fear. So I just pray, Lord, that you help them overcome that, understand why they have fear, and to help them embrace a new mindset that represents faith and confidence in you, Lord. Again, just move in every man tonight, every woman. And I pray that everyone leaves better than they came in tonight, Lord. For the man, I pray that you help them develop a stronger spiritual connection to you. Mm-hmm. I pray that you help them submit and surrender to your will. I pray that they stay connected to you to get more clarity on your will. Mm-hmm. I pray that they stay connected to you to develop what they need to fulfill the assignment on their lives, Lord. And I just pray that you surround them with like-minded people, because iron truly does sharpen iron. We get better from being around one another.
Thank you.
We can read the word on our own, but there's nothing like fellowship. There's nothing like worship. There's nothing like Bible study. There's nothing just like a general conversation or even things of this nature, Lord, where a person can lead better. And I pray the same for our kingdom women as well, because they play a vital role in encouraging us. There were so many women on tonight that just told us that we need you. And that means so much to all of us, because there's nothing like hearing that from a woman of God saying that we need you in a world, as April said, where our roles are being diminished and made obsolete. So it's just so good to have women of God pouring into us. I just pray you continue to pour into them, supply what they stand in need of, Lord. Encourage them, uplift them, Lord. Make them better. Remind them that they were made in your image, Lord. Help them be more Christ-like. It's not enough for us to like Christ, but we have to be Christ-like.
Like Jesus. Yes.
There are so many people that like Christ.
Come on now.
Christ-like.
Yes,
so I just pray that you make us more like Jesus Christ, because to become the best version of ourselves,
not just like Christ,
that will be more like you. So have your way in our lives, Lord. Get us out of your way and put us back in your will, so that we can become everything that you want us to become and receive everything that you want us to have. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We are just so grateful for this opportunity to be here. We don't take it for granted. And we just pray, Lord, that you just continue to allow us to do kingdom work and just keep the one purpose in mind to advance the kingdom for the betterment of the people in it, just like Jesus did. Yeah. And we know how his story goes. Again, we love you, Father. We thank you. We ask for the forgiveness of our sins and our mistakes.
Yes.
We pray that, you know, a person doesn't dwell in their sin and mistakes, you know, and that they can just learn from it. And I pray that you change our appetite to, as a person mentioned earlier, to hate sin, to despise sin. So I just pray you change our appetite. Because a lot of times the reason we commit sin is because we still have an appetite for it. We still enjoy the sin. So I just pray that you just shift our appetite, Father. So we can taste something different, to where sin truly tastes bitter.
Yeah.
Not talk about it being bitter, but it tastes bitter, because sometimes sin tastes sweet. It tastes sweet. So I just pray that you change our appetite. And that person that committed sin, it does not disqualify you from the love of God, because the Bible says that you promise to never leave nor forsake us. It doesn't say, once you sin, I'll leave you. It says, I will never leave nor forsake you. So I pray, Lord, for that person that is in sin. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes. And I just pray that we all learn from our sins and our mistakes, and that we grow into the men and women that you want us to become. We count all of these things done in the perfect name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we are going to, it's 8:45. This is how we flow. And that's how we know that the Holy Spirit is leading.
Yeah.
We're not like, 8 o'clock wrapping it up, trying to, quench the Spirit. We're letting the Spirit do what the Spirit of the Lord needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
For those of us who are on this line to receive that impartation and that deposit into our hearts. I just pray that this was just edifying, encouraging, I just pray that there'll be more for you to ponder, you and I to ponder on in our quiet time, right? Whether that just be just talking to the Lord, whether and pray that you accepted Jesus Christ or rededicated your life as well to Jesus Christ. And that's not something you need to share, but I just encourage us to keep on pondering and meditating on those things which were shared tonight before the Lord. And so at this time, I want to thank my guest co-host. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to thank my guest co-host, always an honor, always a pleasure and a privilege. We get together once a year. Those who are in the beginning, this is our third podcast, third, right?
Third podcast.
We've been doing this for like 3 years, two years we've been on this. So the Lord brings us strategically brings us together once a year for like a spirit-led topic. And I'm always praying. I've always been praying. And I knew that the Lord was going to just do it in his timing. And he did. So,
yeah.
Oh, hey, Shannon. Man of God. So we just thank God for what he's done tonight. Ah, my goodness. So before I close out in prayer, I'll hear any comments or feedback from the group tonight. If the Lord ministered to you, if this was like just what you know the Lord, just what you know you need, and you know this was the Lord, I'll open it up and hear from some of our brothers or our sisters from about tonight's podcast. Special episode. Woo! My.
Yes. Amazing.
Woo.
God is awesome.
Yes. Speak to us. Those who are on the line. Was this a time of refreshing? Was this an encouragement? Was this like, woo, Lord, you just speaking right to my heart? We want to hear from you. We want to hear the confirmation.
You know what? I appreciate you inviting me. I was contemplating, but I thank God I came because I needed to hear this. And this will realize it. It's just so much word, experience, and the knowledge that I needed to hear. And it's like, you know, getting back in realignment with the Lord, even with the struggles and stuff, like, you know, I feel like, you know, I was going to fall away. I wasn't as hungry like I was before, you know, going back to your first love again. It was rejuvenating and just seeing the men of God, you know, really ministering. And that's where I need to be, because that's a passion of mine, like reading, studying, and helping and pouring out. And it kind of, you know, touched my heart tonight, you know, and want to do more for God. It's been a fight, it's been a struggle for me, you know. And I want to be more as an example as a man of God to really draw to help people, even where I went through in my experience. So I thank the Lord. Even like you said, it's a safe place to confess your faults to another. A lot of times you're afraid to share, but I'm not. Like, listen, just help me, because, you know, I thank God for his mercy, his grace, and not like, you know, and repenting, like, you know, just pray for me, intercede for me, because I've been under a lot of attacks and fights, you know, going through a lot. So I know God has a purpose and destiny in my life that I got to fulfill, you know, and, you know, being lackadaisical, God, I'm fight on, I'm fight doing that, but it's a push. And, exactly. You know, when you've been missing God, like, you know, and you're talking about walking in purpose and fulfilling the purpose of God. I want to fill my assignment and purpose. That's my job. Amen. My prayer is, God, to pray. I'm going to do the work. I want to do something that I'm called and I love to do. My true destiny, my true heart, honestly, as being full-time in this travel the world and preach the gospel and see miracles and signs, you know. Amen. Jobs is okay, great, but I only want to do what he called me to. I don't want to miss the mark and miss the opportunity. So, you know, I just take all this stuff in and ponder and thank God for the wisdom and knowledge. Just keep me lifted up that I will be what he called me to be, that I will finish the assignment. I will fulfill the core. I want to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So just keep me lifted up. Appreciate that, God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sir.
Yeah, amen, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, brothers. This was a blessing. This is an awesome blessing. And you know, breaking the bread, you know, with the brethren. And you hit a lot of points. And you know, like you said, like we men struggle with a lot of things, and sometimes it's hard to open up to people and speak to them, you know, be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And you know, definitely we have to be vulnerable with each other. That's how you be healed when you're talking and then, you know, and saying that, you know, you confess your faults and for him, you know, and you be healed. That's your faults towards a brethren, you know what I'm saying? And this was really enriching, like I think it's just Minister April said, enriching, you know, to my spirit. And definitely, man, it was a blessing. So amen, amen.
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 Yeah. this was amazing. Yeah. And even the ladies, the ladies that commented. So we were just as blessed. We were just as enriched and refreshed. So God knew, he knew. Shannon, we don't want to put you on the spot. How you feeling, brother?
Shannon.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear y'all.
I'm just feeling touched, you know? Like I said earlier, I just feel like I'm late to the faith, and I'm a work in progress.
Yeah, amen.
It took for me to go through certain things to realize that I'm doing it the wrong way, and I'm doing it alone, and I'm not doing it the right way.
Yeah, but you're not alone. The Lord led you here to this group of people tonight. You're not alone. And if you connected to Pastor D, you definitely not alone, because you know he loved the word of God and all he want to do is talk and preach. so that's a connection.
That's all
he wants to do. So that's a connection that the Lord allows. Yep. You're not alone. That's why the Lord.
I'm always in his ear.
Yeah, you're not alone. You're right where you're supposed to be, Shannon. You are right where you're supposed to be. We are standing with you, brother. Woo! We standing with you. So right, if you made the decision tonight to give your life to Jesus Christ, you are, let me tell you, whatever was happening before, it may not all of a sudden clear up, but you're going to have clarity about who you are, and that's going to forever change how you perceive yourself. And like Pastor D and Minister Carlson said, if you and I and the men, we know who we are in Christ, nothing, the world around us could crumble, and we're like, I'm a son of God. Because that's who you are. So we just praise God for you and for your transparency and your vulnerability. And the Lord sees your tears. And trust me, he's going to wipe those tears away. Glory to God. So we praise God for you, brother. Oh, we praise God for you. God's going to do something great in you. Believe that. Believe that. Don't believe another lie of the enemy. You're not being punished. That's not how the Lord works. Don't believe another lie. We rebuke every lie of the enemy right now in Amen. The name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know, Pastor Darrell, did you want to add to that?
I'm listening to y'all. I think Shannon has something else. Would you have something to say, Shannon?
I just want to say God bless my nephew, because he see what's going on. He's a constant reminder every day that I can't do this by myself.
Sure.
Sometimes I felt like, you know, I wouldn't reach out to him because I would sound like a broken record. And I tend to always think about everybody else's feelings instead of my own. So I don't feel like I'm putting a burden on him. But he showed me that no matter what day it is, no matter what he's going through, that he got my back. I mean, I'm learning that it's going to take just more than one-on-one conversation that we have every week.
Yeah.
And like I told you the other day, you know, I feel like I got to just dig deeper.
That's it.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
That's it.
But I love
right
you.
Right place, right time, man. Right place at the right time.
Here you are.
That's it. Right place at the right time.
The time is now. Yeah. No greater time than the present. Yeah.
No greater time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen, Shannon. Oh, amen. Amen. I'll be sure to
amen. Try. I'm so happy for man. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy, man.
Like I said, I'm just late. I'm just late. That's all. We both we both grew up living the same kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I'm extra late. Looking at him and see where he came from, knowing that I was walking in the same shoes, going down the same path.
Yeah.
And he showed me that, you know, you can do more than a 360, you can do a 720.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's big. That's big.
It got to a point where I felt like that I couldn't talk to him.
Right.
Cause I went right when and I saw him go left. And I felt like, you know, I couldn't leave it up to him to fix that. Cause I'm a grown man just like he is.
Right.
I see the same things that he sees. I just got to believe as he believe.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Shannon. That's breakthrough. This is breakthrough for
you right there. It is a breakthrough.
This is breakthrough. This is why you're on the line tonight. Those tears that you're crying, that's breakthrough. That is the Lord finally breaking through to your heart. He has been eating on the doors of your heart. And so situations around you, he will use it.
Way into heart.
He'll use it to get your attention. This is breakthrough, Shannon. Rejoice.
It's all part of it.
Rejoice.
He said, the word of God said, when the heart is in sorrow, it's closer to repentance.
Mm, glory to
so
God.
So when that heart is in that place of the weeping state and the weeping, you know, the painful place and that place where I'm ready to lay it all down and pick Christ up. He said, that's the best place to be. It's no place like that, for real. I'm telling you, it's the rocket. It's the rocket from here, man. It's the rocket from here. Woo! It's the rocket from here. And what, I'm going to tell you what I love about God, everything about him, but what I love about him, if you come hungry, if you just come to the table ready to eat, he going to feed you. He said, he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness' sake shall be filled, not maybe, not I might feel you. I don't know. Let me think about it. He said, you will be filled, but you got to come hungry. Can't nobody put the hunger in you. You got to have the hunger part. You got to want to eat something. You know, you go to the kitchen right now or go pick you some food up. It was a hunger that caused that. It was something that said, I'm going to Wendy's. I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to Friday. It was something that caused, I'm going to the refrigerator. So God wants that same hunger towards him. Something that causes you to come after him when you seek God. Oh my God. He said, you seek, you'll find, you knock the door. Whoa. I ain't gonna start it up, but we'll start a whole another hour or so. Oh my God. But he's a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Oh my God. All you gotta do is seek him, like hide and go seek. Fine, go. I'm looking for, and he's not hard to find at all. He just wants some hunger. He just wants some hunger. He just like a little hungriness. That's all he wants. Just show me you're hungry for me. Show me you want me. Because he's such a gentleman, he won't force himself. So he'll let you keep going and keep going and keep going until you're ready to repent. And that word repent is not just saying I'm sorry. Repenting is a change of mind.
Yes.
It's a change of situation, change of state. It's a change of position. Yes. When I say, woo, I'm repenting.
Glory
it's
to
not
God.
Saying sorry, Lord, because that's not enough.
Mm.
But I got to make, just like you said, Shannon, 720. Make the 720. If it ain't going to be 360, let us go 720 then. And that's what God is looking for, the 720 or the 76 or whatever you got in you. But make the turn. He's looking for the turn. The repentance is something that's powerful, man. Because now you know what you say when you repent? You say, Lord, I'm tired of self-effort. Lord, I'm tired of doing it on my own. Lord, I'm tired of this thing. I'm tired of this sinful nature. I want the righteousness nature.
Yes.
And that's all God wanted. That's why Jesus died, to give you that righteousness. He said, I praise you for your sin.
Yes.
I'll take the sin. Woo. All I'm going to do is give you this righteousness for free. It's the grace. It's, oh my God, it's the gospel. It's God. He said, I want to give it to you. You ain't got to do nothing for it. But all I need you to do is show, just believe me. That's all I need is some faith. I just need some trust. I call them the big three. Believe, trust, and faith. Those my big three. Don't leave home without them. Don't be in the house without them. Don't be nowhere in this earth, like you said, Sister April. As long as I got Jesus, I'm going to be all right. Yes. I can lose it all. But if I got Jesus, oh, I'll bounce back. It's all right. I'm already where I need to be. Hey, let me say this one thing. Man, I gotta say this. The Holy Spirit woman, he said, somebody looking for a destiny. Somebody trying to get to a destiny. Somebody saying, I ain't there yet. I heard you, Brother Carter, when you said, I'm not there yet. And it's somebody else on this line that's not there yet. But watch this. You are there. When you meet Jesus Christ, guess what he told me? He said, son, I am your destiny. Stop looking for anything else. When you found me, you found everything. I'm going to end it with that. You glory found everything God. When you Woo! Found Christ. That's all I'll say. And I'm going to let y'all all go on that. But you got it all when you got Jesus. You got it all. It's you lacking nothing when you got Jesus Christ. He is your destiny.
That's it.
He's your destiny. He's Woo! It. He's it. He's it. Don't thank look for you, nothing Jesus. Else, but
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Keep your eyes focused and single in on Jesus Christ. He's your destiny.
Thank you.
He's your destiny. He's your destiny. I'll share this story with you real quick. When my daughter left this planet Earth, my daughter didn't take anything with her, but she took Jesus. So what I'm saying is her car's here. I got a jewelry in the drawer. And her clothes at this place and this, that. What I'm saying is everything is left behind. But the only thing she took was the Spirit of God. The only thing she took, oh my God, was Jesus, a relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's the only thing you have. At the end of the day, I got to talk about that because somebody need to hear that.
Thank you.
Because somebody thinking, if I get more money, if I get another job, if I get another Woo! Husband or wife, if I get another kid, another dog, if I get something else, but God said, I am your everything. Yes. I am enough. I'm more yes. than enough. Stop looking for anything else. But Jesus said, I'm enough all by myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody need to hear that.
Hallelujah.
It's for me to hear it. I received it. In the right. But I'm enough all by myself. All you, oh my God. I'm enough, Jesus said. I'm enough.
Yeah.
All by himself. He's enough. Somebody, please get that in your spirit. Please get it in your heart. Please get it in there. Get it in there. Get it in there. Get it in there. He's enough. I know you're looking for something else, and you're searching for something else, and you feel like you're chasing your tail, and you're chasing your life, and chasing all these situations. But Jesus said, here I am. I'm here, and I'm enough. I'm right yeah. here. I'm right here, and I'm enough. He's enough. He's enough. He's enough. He's enough.
Yes.
He's enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's enough.
Thank you, Lord.
He's enough.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Wow. He's Woo! Enough.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, 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 right. glory, glory.
This is why we can never wrap up.
That's why we can't do it.
We try to wrap up, but the Lord is here.
You said it. It's for a minute. I thought we was getting out of here on time, but it went left, to the left, to the left. It went to the left, boy. But it went to the good left. It was a good one. It was a good left.
Okay. It went to the Holy Spirit left.
It was a good left. Well, my girl said, she said, all your stuff right here. Go to the left. Ain't nothing on the other side. Go on to the left. The car waiting on you outside. Your bags packed. To the left. To the left. Go.
Amen. This is
man. Oh man. Oh man. Wow.
I can't even. This has been such a rich time. It's brought tears to my eyes. I mean, I could have never imagined that the Lord was going to do this in just the intense warfare. It made so much sense for those of us who were in warfare this week. The co-host and I, we were in such warfare this week. And we said, yes. before it started, we said, there's glory on the yes. other side of this warfare. There's glory. Yes. I connected to this podcast because we knew that this yeah. week wouldn't have fought
glory
so hard. So we give glory to God for the press.
Hallelujah. I feel it.
Hallelujah. For getting this podcast released, and for those who were prompted to join, And for those who have stuck with us these 2 hours, we used to stuck with the Lord these 2 hours. So I'm gonna thank my guest co-host and really thank everybody for being on tonight. I mean, God is amazing. Let me tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is moving in the atmosphere. Something is shifting. He is desiring to get a hold of his children's hearts and also get a hold of the hearts of those who do not know him yet personally. So we thank God for sharing, for all that God is going to do through him. We thank God for all that Deacon London has shared, Deacon Elect Jermaine, even the ladies who have been awesome, awesome, awesome. First Lady Butler supporting her husband and really just a champion and student of the Word of God. We are all champions and students of the Word of God. Minister Carlson, who is such an amazing women's empowerment advocate. I mean, and he is just doing some amazing work, and a minister. He's just doing some amazing work. So if you guys could just share your Instagram handle so that the men of God can follow you. Can you drop it in the chat? Pastor D and Minister Carlson, can you drop your Instagram handles in the chat so that the guys can follow you guys?
And they can. All right. Yeah, doing it now.
Yeah, they can. Thank you, you guys.
Yeah,
keep the connection going.
Keep it going. That's another important thing. You keep the connection going. It's something about connection, man.
Yes.
It's powerful. Like you said, it says keep it going. God want to feed through that connection, through that tube of that connection. He want to feed through it. He want to feed through it. You're right. Keep that connection going. Keep it going. Like Minister Carlton said, you got to have healthy connections. He said, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Mm. So you have to yoke with believers. When you yoke with somebody, that's somebody close to you. That you locked up with them now. That's somebody that you open your heart to, you open your ear to. You got what I'm saying? So when you yoke to them, God said, I want that thing to be where y'all are equal, where I want y'all, like you said, brother, iron, sharper than iron. You got what I'm saying? Instead of making the knives dull, you don't want to do that. You know, so that's keep it going, just like Sister April said, and keep the connections on fire, because there's some power that will come through those connections. There's some power, I'm telling you. You will see some change out of that. What you're around, you will become. You will become. You will become whatever you're around, whatever you adapt yourself to. I'm telling you, your atmosphere is so important. Woo! It's important. It's important. It really is.
Amen. Amen. So we have their Instagrams at Carlton Speaks and at God's Ground Ministry. So this has been amazing. I'm going to share the replay with Pastor D, Minister Carlton, and so I'm sure the others will get it through one chat platform or another, and then with those who are connected to the church, my brothers in the faith, and Deacon Elect and Deacon Tim, I'll share the replay to you guys as well. Please share this replay. I mean, woo!
Yeah.
I'm actually, the Lord told me to actually share it tonight with the women of grace. So that means tonight it is. So I have to share it tonight. I'm going to share it as soon as we get off this line after I order my daughter some food, because we've been flowing and she's been starving. So,
I understand.
I'm wrong with you. She's been getting fed off the word. She's hungry in the natural. So
right.
Get her some food. So
Gotta feed her natural belly.
So let me just thank you all again. And let's thank the Lord. Let's rejoice in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you to peace.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Carlton and Minister April. Oh, man. It's been amazing. All my brothers.
Yes.
My sisters and everybody, man.
Yes.
It's been one of those nights. I knew it would have been. I knew it was going to happen. Oh, and it did exactly what I felt. Yes, it did.
Right.
So it did that. It did that. All my expectations were met.
Right. Exceeded. They were exceeded.
Oh, God.
They were exceeded. All right. Let me just close this out in a brief word of prayer. Let you all go. I mean, oh, my God. We could do this all night. Y'all don't know, but we could do this all night. So
you already know.
It's what just we do in real life. Yeah, this is not a one-time thing. This, we live, sleep, breathe, eat the word and yes. the kingdom of God and the relationship with the king. So this is how we are offline. So we aren't faking it. This is who we are. This is the essence of who we are, the heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit, who we are.
What you get is what you see. What you see, what you get.
Right. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we lift your name on high, God. You are truly phenomenal, Lord. You are amazing. You are out of this world, God. You blow our minds, Lord. We love you so, so much, God, for all that you have imparted into us tonight, God. We are bellies, maybe empty, but yes. our spirits, Haya Mosiah, are full, God. Oh, there's nothing like delighting ourselves in your word. There's nothing like community. There's nothing like like-minded family in the body of Christ, God. And even those yes. who came to know you tonight, God, and even those who are going to come yes. to know you in the future who didn't attend live, but they're going to listen to the replay, God. Let the yes. fruit of this assignment, oh my goodness, God, let it be so fruitful, Lord, that it would just be continuing to impact people for years to come, God. And we don't even have to know, Lord. We don't even care to know, God. If you see fit to bring it back to yes. us, God, we will be most grateful. But even if you don't let us know what happens as a result of this, God, we know that we were obedient. We know that you stayed in the word, God. We know, Lord, that we allowed you to have your way tonight, God. And God, we will hear well done, God. So I thank you, Lord, every person under the sound of my voice, God. I pray, God, that they would be ministered to even tonight in their sleep, God. Oh, glory.
Yes.
Speak to us tonight, God.
Yes.
You would give us dreams and revelation about who we are and about who you are, God, and about where you're taking us in this new season, God. So we bless your name, God. Pour back into every guest co-host and every person who ministered tonight. Everything that was poured out, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we adore you, God. None like you, Lord. We love you. We honor you. It is in your precious and matchless and mighty name. Woo! That we pray all of these things. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not me.
Not me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey. Yeah. Not me. I'm high right now.
Look. Hey, good night,
this,
y'all.
I call this the best drug in the world. Jesus.
Yes.
The best high in the world. Ain't no high yes. like Jesus. High.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And shout out First Lady Butler. She's so beautiful. We shout her out. That's the First Lady of God's Ground Ministry. So we thank God for her life. We thank God for what God is doing in her life. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, love I'm you telling guys. You. Thank God for you.